This week, we're looking at two of KwaZulu-Natal's most common adder species, the rhombic night adder and the puff adder. The rhombic night adder is an extremely common snake in KZN, especially in the greater Durban area. It's the venomous species that I'm most often called out for, more than black mambas, more than Mozambique spitting cobras. Although not so much in winter, but in August, when the toads start to wake up, that's when the night adders start really buzzing. And in the last 2 weeks, I've been getting loads of calls for them. And spring is their mating season. So the females will leave a scent trail, and the males will pick that up with their forked tongue, track them down, and mate. And the female snakes can lay over 20 eggs, which take about 2 months or so to hatch. So yes, very common snakes because their food is abundant. They are really, they're all over. They're usually a brownish gray colored snake with dark diamond markings going down their body. And on the head is a very distinctive V marking. That's something to look out for. When the night adder is threatened, it hisses and puffs. A little bit like a puff adder. So people automatically assume that it's a puff adder, but it's not. Puff adders are much larger snakes. They have a much larger, more distinctive head to the night adder. They usually have different markings, especially in Durban's upper highway area and in the Midlands. Puff adders are really pretty. They're like a yellow and black color with chevron markings going down their back. They're really, really pretty snakes. Up in northern KwaZulu-Natal, they're actually quite a dull color, more of a shades of brown, but again, with those chevron markings and the large head. And of course, they get their name puff adder from the puffing and hissing sounds that they make. A puff adder hisses much louder than a night adder, believe me. It's a much louder hiss. A puff adder can give a far worse bite than a night adder. Night adders are venomous, yes, but thankfully the bite is not considered lethal to humans. I don't believe there's ever been a recorded death from a night adder bite. Night adders have a cytotoxic venom, which causes swelling and pain. Some people complain of a lot of pain. Some people often say to me, oh, it just gives you a headache, right? And no, it can be a lot worse than that. A night adder bite should not be underrated. Should a night adder bite you or a family member, that person needs to get to hospital. Rather be safe than sorry. It might be a very mild bite where no real medical attention is required, but you don't want to take a chance. Antivenom is not used in night adder bites, but as I say, you might need some good painkillers as well, so always be on the safe side. A puff adder, on the other hand, now that can be fatal. A puff adder bite is one of the bites I fear most. I think I fear them more than a black mamba bite. A black mamba bite doesn't really cause much destruction, shall we say. A puff adder bite causes immense swelling, immense pain, and it causes necrosis, tissue damage. You can go black and blue, and it's just, I've seen a lot of photos of puff adder bites, and they are gruesome. Actually, I was chatting to a guy yesterday who had a very scarred finger. He no longer had a fingernail on his index finger. It almost looked like he had been burnt badly, and he said that was a puff adder that he had kept. One day it bit him. So yes, and a puff adder bite, you would definitely need to go to hospital, and in some cases, antivenom will be required to save your life. Most people will survive puff adder bites. It's just the pain that's caused from it. If a puff adder bites you or your pet, get to hospital or take your pet to the vet, and yeah, don't waste any time. Puff adders occur right from Cape Town all the way up into northern Africa. It's the most widespread snake in Africa. They're everywhere. Probably in Africa, they're probably the snake like all around that bites most people throughout the continent. Unfortunately, puff adders, they ambush predators. So they'll lie on pathways or next to pathways waiting for food to come running past them. And as soon as that rat or whatever it is that they're going to eat runs past, they'll strike out at an incredible speed, whack it, and then it's game over. However, now, if you're walking on the pathway and you step on a puff adder or next to a puff adder, there's a good chance it could bite you. But there has been studies that show that most of the time, they will not bite. They'll just rather remain undetected and just hope you pass on without seeing it. I recently was called for a puff adder in the upper highway area. A homeowner was raking up her lawn, raking the leaves up off her lawn. She was raking and hit something quite solid. And then she realized it was a snake. It was a puff adder that had almost like semi-buried itself among the leaves, the grass, the soil. It was just trying to hide. It was a very cold day, and it was just trying to, I don't know, I guess get some relief from the cold. It was incredible, the camouflage. Really, really crazy. And that snake was just still. I reckon if you stepped on that snake, as easily as it could have been. I mean, she was very lucky she didn't step on it. Maybe she did. But I reckon, yeah, if you stepped on that snake, it wouldn't bite. It wouldn't budge. It would just sit dead still. But again, it's luck. You don't want to take chances. Now, so I'm not saying if you see a puff adder, go and see if you can stand on it without getting bitten, because that's not a good game to play. Night adders aren't really ambush predators. As such, they're more active hunters. They go around looking for toads. In spring and summer, I get a lot of calls where people say, there's this big brown snake with diamonds on it eating a toad. That's already started because the toads are waking up, as I said. Night adders are feeding, getting their first meals of the season because they haven't eaten during winter because there's no toads in winter. So they're busy fattening up now. A friend of mine caught one the other day. I picked it up from him to go and release it. That had eaten a toad. It looked massive. Night adders have a pretty small head, and the toads they eat are far larger than their head, and it's incredible how they do that. I've actually still got that snake because we've just had a cold front hit us, so just waiting for the next warm day. Got that snake in a warm room where it can digest its toad, and next sunny day I'll go and release it. The night adder's name is actually very confusing, because you'd think, right, it moves at night time, I don't need to worry about it during the day. But no, I don't recall ever seeing a night adder at night time. I've seen maybe one, but I can't even remember that. It's very much a diurnal snake, so it's a very confusing name. So if you see a night adder during the day, don't think it's weird, because that's very normal. The puff adder, unlike the night adder, does not lay eggs. It actually gives birth to live young. They can give birth anywhere between 15 and 40 babies. The record holder was a captive specimen in a zoo in Europe, and that specimen gave birth to 156 babies, which is remarkable. I mean, I don't know what they did with all those babies. Baby puff adders are tiny. They're actually really cute. Again, if you see a tiny little cute puff adder, it's not something you want to pick up, because what it will do to you is certainly not cute. There are two species of night adder in KZN. There's the rhombic night adder, the one I've been talking about, the very common snake. And then there's the snouted night adder, which we get up more northern parts of the country. That's a smaller species and, yeah, very rare. Looks very similar to the rhombic night adder, except it's got a little upturned snout. I've never actually seen one. So if you by any chance have seen one, I'm very jealous of you. Night adders are almost not considered true adders, like puff adders or berg adders or gaboon adders, because these snakes lay eggs, whereas most other adder species give birth to live young. Puff adders have very rough skin. They have what we call keeled scales. So each scale has a little ridge in the middle, and it gives the snake a very rough texture. Puff adders may look fat to people. People always say to me, oh, these snakes are fat and lazy. Well, they're not really lazy, because they're clever. They, as I mentioned, they're ambush predators. They wait for food to come to them. They don't waste energy. Also, if you had to feel a puff adder, which you should never do, however, at my talks, I've got a method of letting people feel the body safely, and their body's actually very strong. It's a muscular snake, so it's not fat, it's muscular. So please don't be rude to puff adders. We don't really get puff adders, and puff adders are not really a coastal species. They're more an inland species, so Durban's upper highway area, Midlands, all interior parts of the country, that's where we get puff adders. In the Drakensberg, they're quite famous there. There is also the berg adder. They're not really a species you'll see on the coast, like the night adder. The night adder, I remember I caught my first one as a young child on the south coast, and yeah, they north coast, south coast, Durban, they very common. If you see a night adder or a puff adder, please just move away from it and treat it like any other snake. Just leave it alone. Don't catch it or kill it, or try to, should I say. Just leave it alone. Either leave it and let it go on its way if you're in the bush, or even if you're comfortable with it living in your garden, or call a snake catcher to help you.